This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. Thank you for joining Morning Devotions. A young man was learning to be a paratrooper, and before his first jump, he was told four things. Jump when you are told, count to 10, pull the ripcord. In the unlikely event that your chute doesn't open, pull the emergency ripcord, and when you get down, a truck will be there to take you back to the airfield. So the young soldier memorized those instructions. He got on the plane climbed to 10,000 feet, and the paratroopers began to jump. And when the young soldier was told to jump, he jumped. He counted to 10, pulled the ripcord, nothing happened. His chute failed to open, so he pulled the emergency ripcord, nothing happened, no parachute. Great, he thought. And I suppose the truck won't be there when I get down there either. Have you ever felt like that? Have you experienced failures and disappointments to the point that you just don't expect anything to go right for you today? Sometimes the whole world seems to be against you. And then there are other people who just seem to breeze through life. They always land on their feet and success comes their way. So what does it take to be a person who always lands on their feet? Well, not like the young soldier in our story. Even if we're not sure how to find it, have you ever felt you've reached the end of your rope? No matter how bad our world is, there's one thing we should remember, and that God is the one who is in charge. God controls your life, even if you don't feel it. God is not just sitting out there doing nothing. He's very active in the lives of his children, and you're one of his children. He's got a plan that he's carrying out, and each of us has a part to play in the overall plan of God. And I think we don't have to understand that so much as trust him to live our life and just hang on to him, because God is God and you're not, and you can be surprised at how he works. And sometimes in the most amazing way, during World War II, a US Marine was separated from his unit on the Pacific Island, and the fighting had become intense, and in the smoke and the crossfire, he'd lost touch with his comrades. So here he was in the jungle. He could hear the enemy soldiers coming. So he scrambled for cover and found his way to a couple of small caves in a rock, and he crawled inside one of these caves, and he thought, well, this is good, at least I'm safe. But he could hear the enemy soldiers coming down the ridge looking for him, and he knew that they would probably search these caves and that would be the end. He'd be killed. So he prayed, "Dear Lord, if it is your will, please protect me. Whatever your will, Lord, I love you and I trust you." So he prayed this prayer. He lay quietly listening to the enemy. Well, he said, "I guess the Lord's not going to help me out of this one." And then a very strange thing happened. He saw a spider begin to build a web over the front of his cave. And as he watched and heard the voices of the soldiers getting closer, this spider layered strand after strand of web across the opening of the cave. And he thought, "What I need is a brick wall. I don't need a spider's web. And here the Lord has sent me a spider web." God has a sense of humor. And as the enemy drew closer, he watched from the darkness of his cave, and he could see them searching one cave after another, and they finally came to his cave. And to his amazement, after glancing in the direction of his cave, they moved on. Why was that? Suddenly he realized that with the spider web over the entrance of his cave, the cave looked as if it had no one in it for quite a while. He was relieved, and he prayed, "Lord, please forgive me. I'd forgotten that in you a spider's web is stronger than a brick wall." Now, I think that's a lovely story, a remarkable true story. We all face times of trouble. And when we do, it's easy to forget that God has a victory, that God has something planned for us, even in the most surprising ways. The word we should remember is providence. God provides for us. And that in English, the word providence means pro video. Put the two words together. Pro video means to see before. And the Bible talks about this, that God has this gracious love and care. God sees not only the big picture, but he also cares and sees the small details of life. Well, dear God, I realize that some of my friends are facing difficult decisions today. Life's not always smooth and sweet, but may your strengthening arm be around them as they grapple today with big issues. And I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.